Tomorrow is the 30th anniversary of the death of Harvey Milk, and today the movie called Milk opens in theaters. Sean Penn portrays the first openly gay man to be elected to significant public office in the U.S. Harvey Milk served only 11 months as San Francisco supervisor before he was shot and killed by another elected official. Critic Bob Mondello says the movie is a portrait of a man and also of a movement.
The first on-screen images are eerie reminders of the time in which Harvey Milk came of age, black and white footage of young men being quietly led from gay bars to police vans. They are not resisting. It's the 1960s, and the men are docile, hiding their faces, clearly ashamed. In the 1970s, Milk was not ashamed, and as played by Sean Penn, once he makes it to City Hall, he doesn't want his staff to be ashamed either.
You're wearing a suit.
I got it from a friend.
No. You, any time you come here, I want you to wear the tightest jeans possible. Never blend in and never take the elevator. Always use the stairs. You can make such a grand entrance by taking these stairs.
The story of how a transplanted New Yorker in San Francisco built an unlikely coalition with the Teamsters, united a largely apolitical gay community, and rode into public office on the issue of cleaning up dog poop fills Gus Van Sant's briskly entertaining film with plenty of incident, also with colorful characters, Emile Hirsch flirting madly as street punk-turned-community organizer Cleve Jones, James Franco and Diego Luna as Milk's wildly different lovers, and Josh Brolin as his fellow city supervisor, Dan White. White was a family values conservative, a likely opponent once Milk introduced a citywide gay rights bill, just like the one homophobic singer Anita Bryant had crusaded successfully against in Florida.
We want Anita's attention here in San Francisco. I wanted to bring her fight to us. We need a unanimous vote. We need headlines.
Dan White is not going to vote for this.
Dan White will be fine. Dan White is just uneducated. You'll teach him.
Hey, Harv, committee meets at 9:30. Hey, you guys. Say, did you get the invitation to my son's christening? I invited a few of the other soups, too.
Oh, well, I'll be there.
Great. Thanks.
Are you going?
I would let him christen me if it means he's going to vote for the gay rights ordinance. We need allies.
I don't think he heard you.
Is it just me, or is he cute?
That last crack is the sort of thing that sets this film entertainingly apart from most civil rights sagas. That and a screenful of relaxed, offhandedly persuasive performances. Penn is so engaging, physically loose, and just plain smart in the title role. He's bound to top everyone's short list come awards time. Brolin, who has far fewer scenes in which to morph from family man to monster, is also terrific. And he makes a nicely ambiguous case for the screenplay's most arresting notion that Milk could have regarded his killer as a kind of kindred spirit who might himself have one foot in the closet. Director Gus Van Sant builds his story around some enormous screen-filling set pieces by mixing 70s news footage with freshly shot sequences. He recreates political rallies, the fight against an anti-gay ballot proposition that feels all too familiar this year, and of course the gunshots that ended the lives of Milk and Mayor George Moscone 30 years ago. The killings are treated in the film as a literally operatic climax, but Van Sant doesn't end the story with them. Instead, he provides a rending bookend to those first black and white shots of embarrassed men being rounded up by the police. This time, the news footage is in color. The police are on the sidelines, and the thousands marching with candles are sadly, but proudly, honoring one of their own. I'm Bob Mondello.
And you can watch excerpts from Milk and learn more about the man himself at npr.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.